Fat Tony Solano was born and raised in East Harlem, New York. In his youth, he became involved with gambling numbers, loan sharking, and protection rackets for the Lucky Luciano family, which later became the Genovese family. Solano was a mobster of the 116th Street crew, headed by Michael Trigger Coppola. Solano climbed the family rackets by controlling a possible $1 million a year lumber racket operation in Harlem, and a major loan sharking operation. In 1948, Coppola fled to Florida to escape murder charges, and Solano took over the crew. In 1959, Solano was a secret financial banker of heavyweight professional boxing title fights at New York's Yankee Stadium between Swedish boxer Ingemar Johansson and American boxer Floyd Patterson. No charges were filed against Solano. Solano divided his time between home in Miami Beach, Florida, a 100-acre estate horse farm up in Rhinebeck, New York, the Palm Boys Social Club in East Harlem, and in his apartment, the upper scale Gramercy Park section of Manhattan. Solano served as consigliere underboss and acting boss of the Genovese family. By the 1960s, Solano controlled the largest numbers racket operation in New York, grossing up to $50 million a year. Solano kept his headquarters at the Palm Boys Social Club in East Harlem and continued to work in these areas. The FBI accused him of heading a bookie and loan shark network that grossed $1 million annually. Solano hired Roy Cohn as his attorney. On April 20, 1978, Solano was sentenced to 6 months federal prison for illegal gambling and tax evasion charges.
What are you doing?
Solano suffered a mild stroke and retreated to his Rhinebeck estate to recuperate. At the time of his stroke, Solano was the Genovese underboss. After Solano's recovery from his stroke and the March 31st, 1981 death, the Genovese front boss Frank Thierry, Solano succeeded him, although law enforcement at the time thought Solano was the boss of the Genovese family. It was an open market in New York mafia circles that Solano was merely a front boss for real boss Vincent and Chin Gigante, for instance. Alfonso Diarco, who was later became an acting boss of the Lucchese crime family before turning informant, told investigators that when he became a Lucchese made man in 82, he was told that Gigante was the boss of the Genovese family. Ever since the death of the boss Vito Genovese in 69, the real family leader had been Philip Benny Squint Lombardo. Over these years, Lombardo used several front bosses to hide his real stature from the law enforcement. The practice continued when Gigante took over the family upon Lombardo's retirement in 81. In February 25th, 1985, Solano and 8 other bosses on the Mafia Commissions were indicted in a Mafia Commission trial in October 86 for Fortune magazine named 75-year-old Solano as America's top gangster in power, strength, and wealth. Influence for that reason. He was romantically